Hello, and welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. A healthy and prosperous lifestyle does not have to be stressful. We all have the tools within us to lead the way to reach our goals, but many of us need guidance on the how to get there. Hi, I'm your host Madhavi, and I'll be your guide on your side. Being well with busy lifestyles can be hard to do alone. Each week, I will be sharing bite-sized tips and tricks to help you make tiny changes that lead to big differences in your life practice. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and well-being. After all, you have nothing to lose, but only stress. Hello, and welcome to Follow Me Friday if you're watching me on my YouTube channel or on social media, and welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well if you're listening to me on my podcast. Hi, my name is Madhavi. I am your Chief Motivating Officer of and owner of Prana Health Yoga and Wellness. Today, I wanted to share with you something that came up over this past holiday that we had here in the United States called Memorial Day weekend. We actually, my husband and I took a road trip. We went out of town to another state to take time to go visit someone who has become very special and dear to me, someone that I met during COVID, but never met this person in person, just online, a yoga student, a coaching client of mine, and really wanted to take some time to go and visit her. It just occurred to me, actually, like a week before this holiday weekend, I was like, oh my goodness, it's a holiday weekend. We should just jump on a plane or in a train and go. Of course, during holiday weekends and last minute trips, things can be expensive. So my husband and I decided to do a road trip. We drove to see this person and their family. Wanted to share this with you, the spontaneity and the why. We always talk about that we want to do something. Yes, I'm going to come. Let's meet up for tea, or let's meet up for coffee, or let's go on a trip together, or let's go shopping together. Let's just hang out. We're always talking to one another. It's like, yeah, we should do that. And then the next time we see them, it can be 6 months later, maybe at a soccer game, if you have kids in soccer and you're making friends with the parents, or maybe in the mall or the grocery store. It's like, you know what? We never got together. We need to go ahead and do that. So today I wanted to share with you this. If not now, when? If you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? We are really good at saying, yeah, we need to do it, but we don't mark it in the calendar. We don't make it a priority. So if there's something you want to do, especially if there's something you want to go, someone you want to go meet, you want to spend time with someone, if not now, when? Because time goes by very quickly. Before you know it, just like I said, 6 months will go down the road, and then you bump into that person again. It's like, oh yeah, we said we were going to meet for coffee. Or if that person is out of town, if not now, when are you going to jump on that plane, train, bus, or car to go see them? Or maybe meet in the middle. If not now, when? That is the set of words that resonated with me when I took this special trip to see this person, new friend of mine. It was the most special thing that I did. It helped me realize the road trip down there was several hours, and it gave me time to think. And it made my husband and myself spend time together, really talk about the things that we really wanted to do, because we're prioritizing all the other things that come in the way in life. Life will always get in the way, guys. Life will always get in the way. If not now, when? Another example that I can share with you is there was never a good time for me to have children. If not now, when? I didn't think about that then back in the day. My kids are young adults now, but it was never really a good time. A lot of the time I was like, well, when I finish doing this, or when I get this point in my career, when I have a house, or when I have, you know, the new car that I wanted, or whatever, when all these expenses are taken care of, then we will have kids. If not now, when? That was a question in my head, which I didn't know until now. So this weekend, this beautiful road trip that I took, drove down the East Coast for me here. It was amazing. I really enjoyed the trip, and it made me realize something that I wanted to do. Never really occurred to me. I said, to my husband, let's just drive down the East Coast, take a couple of weeks off, stop in each state. As we were going through the states, it's like, oh, we know so-and-so here. Oh, so-and-so lives here. And this is something that my parents used to do. Remember, I remember when we were going on road trips, when we were driving through a state, they would talk to one another, say, hey, so-and-so lives in this state. So-and-so lives in this city. So I was thinking, maybe I can create a road trip with my husband for maybe 2 weeks, maybe longer, I don't know, and just drive up the East Coast from Northern Virginia all the way to Maine and make stops on the way. Make stops on the way and meet those friends and loved ones, people that are near and dear to me along the way. Stop, have lunch with them, maybe pop into their house if they have the capacity and availability for me to come in, whatever it is. You guys know who you are. I want to come and see you guys. I want to come see you guys and spend some real good quality time. If not now, when? That is my theme for this today. So it doesn't have to be necessarily about connecting with a person. It can be a connection for yourself. If there's something that you've wanted to do, if not now, when are you going to do it? We're always going to find something else that's more important, that needs to take priority. Take care of yourself. Do the things that you want to do. But the theme of this for me to share with you today is the connection with your loved ones. Make sure you take time and connect with your loved ones, because I'm going to be real with you guys. They may not be here tomorrow, or you may not be here tomorrow. We don't know. There are no guarantees in life. I'm not trying to tell you this to make a damper. I'm trying to tell you all this to be realistic. If not now, when? When are you going to do it? Like, really, put it in your calendar. If you can't do it today, can you do it next week? Can you do it next month? Put it in your calendar and make it a priority. Whether it's something that you want to do for yourself, go visit that person whom you adore, you love, that loved one who you care about, but you haven't been making a priority. We take things for granted. We take people for granted. We take loved ones for granted. And then before you know it, it can be too late. You may not be able to, life may not allow you to, whatever it is. And I'm going to tell you guys, it's so important for me to try to make connections with those whom I care about. And these last few years, since our 2020 debacle, I've really changed my mind and my insight on things. I really do try to put things in the calendar. When I tell someone, hey, let's go grab some coffee or tea, I say, when? I pull out my calendar right then and there, not just saying it casually. I say, okay, when do you want to meet? And then we make it and put it in the calendar. And then it happens. And then you make that connection again. It's so amazing, because human connection is our food. Food that we fuel ourselves with is food to fuel ourselves and nourish ourselves. But the most important type of food that we need is human connection. Human connection is what we thrive off of. We need to be together. So back to saying it again, if not now, when? When are you going to do it? That's all I have for you now. If you have any questions or you'd like to learn more on how to reach your goals, how to create your goals, what is it that you really want? If you're feeling stuck, connect with me, message me, schedule a 15-minute call, visit my website. The link is in the bottom of the YouTube channel and the podcast channel. If you're watching me on social media, message me. I would love to connect with you, because if you don't do that now with me, when will you? Until next time, have an amazing weekend. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. To learn more about weekly yoga sessions and group and individual lifestyle coaching sessions, visit my website, Prana Health Yoga and Wellness. For more inspiration, daily affirmations, challenges, and health and wellness support, join my private Facebook group, Living Healthy, Living Well. Subscribe to this channel so that you won't miss a single weekly episode. And if you'd like to contact me to schedule a free 15-minute discovery call on how I may help you create the life of your dreams with the strengths that you currently have, click the link in the show notes below. Until next time, have a wonderful week.